Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now. I'm talking with a familiar face, Kyle. We had you on a few months back, as well as Christopher Jones. New band is called Blighted Eye, new project. And going first, before we start off, do you want me to call you Chris or Christopher?
You can call me Chris. That's fine.
Chris? Okay. Yeah. It's not so formal. Let's relax here.
Yeah.
It's the at-home interview. So, first off, welcome back, Kyle, and welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely. So before we go any further, where are you guys right now? Kyle, I'm assuming you're still back at your house?
I'm in my new house. My wife and I actually bought a house in the time between our last interviews.
So oh, my God.
I'm out on the peninsula now in the woods.
Congratulations. Is it pretty epic? You want to make some black metal out there?
I mean, sure. Yeah, more probably post-metal-y. You know, it's got a little bit of that ISIS depressed boy vibe out here.
I like it, man. I like it.
Yeah.
And Chris, what about you, man? Where are you located at?
I'm in Tacoma at my house.
Okay, cool. Right on.
In my kind of home studio.
So what all kinds of stuff, aside from music, do you also work from home for like your day job or?
Me, no. I work as a brewer.
Oh, cool.
At a brewery in Tacoma, yeah.
Would you be able to shout out the brewery?
Yeah, Dystopian State.
Cool. Right on. Shout out to the brewers out there. And the drinkers, the people that drink the brews. We're getting together to talk about Blighted Eye, kind of a project that popped up out of nowhere. At least on our end, I'm sure it didn't pop out of nowhere on your guys' end. I'm sure it's been brewing for a while. Speaking of brewing, see what I did there? Why don't you guys give me a little rundown and you guys can go back and forth or just kind of give me a rundown of the origin story of Blighted Eye.
Chris, go for it.
Yeah, so it kind of just started out with a kind of a creative project for me, just because in the previous bands that I was, in before, it was more of a collaborative sort of writing experience, kind of getting in a jam room and working on songs together. And this, I just kind of wanted to take the opportunity to, kind of really hone in on my own songwriting skills and just kind of try and do that myself for once. So that kind of started in 2018-ish. So it was just kind of me slaving away in this room here.
Yeah.
And then about close to a year after that, I asked Kyle if he wanted to do vocals for it and then eventually, played guitar along with the project as well. So that's kind of how it started and how he got involved. And then John, he came in about a year ago. I asked him if he wanted to do drums for it. So
that's awesome. John's not in enough bands. He
no. I know.
His Metal Archives page is this long.
It's funny. Talking to John, I was like, so, tell me about all these different bands and there's several bands he plays and he's never met the people,
Yeah.
But, right on. So about a year ago and then that's when John came aboard. And then, so this has been brewing for a little while now. When did you guys record and who'd you record with?
We ended up doing all the recording ourselves. Chris did, he handled all the mixing duties and engineering duties. I recorded my solos at my apartment, but everything else, I just came over to his house and we set up a little makeshift ISO booth in his closet upstairs and recorded vocals in there. And then John was able to record himself. So we were able to do this pretty well given the pandemic situation.
Yeah.
And it was all pretty much, you know, super remote. And it was only, you know, Chris and I had seen each other pretty regularly, so we weren't super worried about any sort of contamination or anything like that. And, you know, we take time to quarantine as well in between sessions, so make sure everything was good. But, Chris handled all the engineering duties, and, you know, it was a pretty easy peasy as far as recording went. And then we had Thomas Erberger of Stockholm mastering to the mastering.
Cool.
He had mastered Ghost Reveries, Violent Sleep of Reason, and a bunch of, like, you know, Opeth, Meshuggah, Catatonia, stuff like that.
Oh, some pretty big records, yeah. That's dope.
And did an excellent job on it, too. So, very proud of this EP.
He's really good.
That's awesome, man. So, this is a four-song EP, and you said it... So, this was recorded during the pandemic?
Most of it, yeah.
Okay. And,
Pretty much everything was remote. John did his part at his house, and then I did everything else here. So,
yeah, I think Chris had the songs written by the end of last year. I think around December, around that time is when he had Wretched finished.
Yeah.
And then I ended up finishing up the lyrics around, I think, March or April. And that's when we started doing the vocal tracking, and John was pretty close behind after that wrapped up in May. So it was a pretty quick turnaround for this. I think main songwriting was finished like late fall last year.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you, Kyle, about the lyrics and stuff, but before I do, I see Christopher on the Zoom. So I, anyway,
yeah. Call him Sweet Cheeks.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So Sweet Cheeks. So being the person who wrote the music, being the songwriter, when you envision this project, Blighted Eye, what came to mind? Was there like, what were some inspirations that you really wanted to go for? Was it like, did you want to go pretty technical with it? You go progressive? What in your head did you vision? And did it come out like you envisioned it originally?
So when I first started everything, I didn't necessarily go into it with like a very specific sort of idea of what I wanted it to sound like.
Yeah.
I actually wrote about, you know, probably close to 10 songs before I picked these four.
Okay.
So it was kind of the process of songwriting and figuring out, you know, how I do that on my own, where that's kind of more like the song sort of influenced where I wanted to go with it. So I was really conscious of just trying to not necessarily like think about who or what I wanted it to sound like, just kind of let my natural influences sort of like take me kind of wherever it went.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it came about. You know, I don't hope that makes sense.
No, totally, man. That's cool. You kind of just let it go, let it flow, right? Kind of organically.
Yeah.
And don't have any limitations.
So some of the first songs were like a little bit, you know, like different. And that's kind of like why I wrote as many songs as I did and kind of chose the ones that was like, okay, this sounds more like what I want to do.
Yeah.
So
awesome. And then Kyle, on top of those, so the songs are done or at least written, and then you want to, do the vocals or do the lyrics. Do the lyrics. What's your approach to writing lyrics? Do you kind of go more like, do you like think of, hey, I want this song to be about something, or do you have like poems that you have written? Do you have like books that you like to cite? Like, how what's your process for writing lyrics for a metal band?
You know, man, it's a little different. So I also write most of the lyrics for Aetherius as well. And I knew going into this that Aetherius tends to kind of veer more into like, you know, the crazy sci-fi epic type stories.
Absolutely.
I wanted
yeah.
everything for Blighted Eye to be a lot more personal and kind of grounded.
Okay.
So, I mean, the whole concept behind a lot of the lyrics is just sort of perceptions of yourself, ideas of self-worth, and just sort of the major damage that like depression and things like that can, you know, reap, not just on yourself, you know, as an individual, but everyone around you and your whole perception of your own reality. And it was just kind of delving into myself and working through some stuff, more or less, was the approach with Blighted Eye. So a lot of it, I almost look at it as sort of the way that, like, you know, the 9-to-5 work week just sort of weighs on you.
Sure.
Like contempt, it's just sort of that, it's that very immediate, ferocious, palpable anger of like, oh God, all these people are driving me insane. I hate my current situation, life. I hate that I am scraping by essentially just to barely survive.
Yeah.
Respite is sort of coming, which is one of the ones we're going to play, is more or less, recognizing that you're not getting any sort of reprieve from sort of the suffering of life.
Yeah.
And it's just this constant thing that's just beating you down. Relent is essentially giving up, but the third song, giving up and giving yourself to, you know, these negative thoughts and accepting it is just sort of an inevitability.
Yeah.
And then Wretched, the final song, is just coming to embody it more or less and embracing it. So
I feel
hopeful, but also nihilistic and angry.
I feel like you just described the four stages of quarantine.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do it intentionally, but it happened.
So. It was actually prophetic because he did it before that all happened.
Right?
Yeah, so call me Nostradamus.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to go into track two. I believe this is Respite. Yep, so we're going to go into that right now. This is Blighted Eye on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Yeah.
That was Respite by Blighted Eye, new metal project, a three-piece out of the Northwest. The EP is called Wretched. It's available now. You can check out their Bandcamp. What's the link for that one, the Bandcamp?
That is bandcamp.com/blighted eye, I think.
Blighted Eye.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Whatever their
I know they do
URL
a weird
structure is.
MySpace.com/blighted eye.
Yeah. Napster?
Yeah,
Napster.
Shout out my Friendster. Okay, so let's definitely shout out the third member of your band that's not with us tonight. Why don't you guys go ahead and shout him out?
John, you sweet boy. Where are you? I miss you.
Don't give him that. Don't give him that.
I hate you. Where are you?
Yes, that's more like it. I like it. Right on. Well, I'm just kidding. I like John. Shout out to John DeVos. He is, again, the drummer for many, many bands. And he is quite the wrestling fanatic, so that's what we have in common. So once, obviously no one's playing shows here. No one's doing that for a little while down the road. But is this is this just a side project you want to keep as just a studio thing, or do you guys want to embrace it and play shows?
I think we want to play shows. I mean, that was kind of the game plan before COVID hit, was that we were trying to... Chris and I were working on this stuff, and the whole reason I was learning the songs on guitar was so that I could do guitar and vocals live.
Yeah.
And then when John finally joined officially, it was like, oh sweet, we actually have at least enough of a lineup to perform live, you know, backtrack the bass for a bit if we need to, but you know, obviously with COVID that's not happening. But I think, you know, I think Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the plan is when we're able to do stuff again that we do want to get out there, play, tour, do things.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm dying to play shows. And yeah, definitely. We're a three piece now, but we do want to get a bass player.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right on.
Shows would be awesome.
So that's down the road. In the meantime, a lot of bands are doing a lot of interactive things. People going on Twitch, playing video games along with their fans. And then there's also a lot of people that are taking their shot at trying like a interactive live stream thing. Not just musicians, but also fans of music, fans of live shows. I see you guys at shows a lot. Well, in the before times. What are your guys' opinions on live stream things? And we've seen it go well. We've seen it go kind of okay. There's bands that have done incredible jobs, like Trivium and Code Orange are just insane. Behemoth. And then, you know.
Green Me did one, too.
Yes, exactly. So what are your guys' thoughts on that? And just from a music lover and a musician.
I mean, I think they're really cool, especially in the early phases of quarantine and everything. It was just awesome. I feel like you saw so many people that you would see coming out to shows and everything really like rallying behind this and unifying online and, you know, like Facebook or YouTube or Twitch or any of those. And when the bands have been able to do it with, like, you know, a high production value, so it's not, you know, just crappy camera phone audio or camera phone and camera microphone audio, it's been awesome. I've been, you know, dabbling in that myself lately, trying to do some of the live streams, and it's definitely difficult to do it right. So props to all the bands that have been, you know, doing it, not just doing it, but just nailing it and making it an awesome experience. I think kind of just until there's a bit more certainty in the world, it's probably going to be the way to go right now if you're trying to, you know, see any shows, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it.
Chris, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, we've even talked about, you know, doing something similar like that, potentially, you know, doing some sort of like live stream or video or something. So
didn't John's other band, Blood Atonement,
do one
of those recently?
They did from live from a venue. I think it was it was produced and shot really well professionally, and it looked very metal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I took some photos during that.
Sweet. Yeah. What's that officially called? The place that they did that? Undisclosed location?
Actually, I don't remember what it was called. It's kind of in an industrial part of you know, kind of around Georgetown.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like in this like garage.
Nice.
It was like a lot bigger on the inside than you would think.
It looked pretty dope.
It was cool.
That's awesome. So being that this is a Northwest-centric podcast and radio program, but podcast for the time being, until the pandemic is over, whenever that may be, what is a couple of your favorite Northwest bands of all time? Whether it doesn't have to be metal, it could be of all genres, favorite Northwest bands of all time.
You go ahead, Chris. I got to think for a second.
I would say probably Alice in Chains and Agalloch.
Awesome. That would be quite the band. Mix those together. Alice in Chains and Agalloch would be incredible.
I could see it kind of working.
I can too. The Crocodile, they just announced that they're going to be moving down the street. So the Crocodile, for years and years and years, the iconic Crocodile Cafe was right there in Belltown, and they announced that they would be moving, and I was kind of bummed out, like, oh no, it's going to be, you know, calling it quits or closing. We're always on edge now with so many, you know, we're like, any news could, I always think any news is bad news, at least during the pandemic. But they actually just moved down the street, so they're going to be where El Gaucho used to be. This huge, it's going to be a big build-out. But the reason I bring that up is because I saw Agalloch at the Crocodile, and that was one of my favorite shows at the Crocodile. Just such an incredible performance.
I saw that, too.
It was awesome. And Kyle, what about you, man? Favorite Northwest bands?
I'm going to go a similar path as Chris, but different bands. I'd say Soundgarden and Nevermore.
Okay, nice, dude. Soundgarden and Nevermore. Imagine if Jeff Loomis and Kim Thayil like jammed together and did a band. That'd be heavy and shreddy. Good times.
Yeah. Dizzying.
So is this the artwork on the Blighted Eye EP, Wretched? It's beautiful. Can you tell me who did it and you know, how to support the artist?
Yeah, that's my buddy Sam Nelson. He did the art for Aetherius's last album, as well as our new one that we've been working on. He's done art for a bunch of different bands in the extreme metal world.
Yeah.
But it's Samuel Nelson, art by, I think it's Stigma, art by Samuel Nelson is his Facebook page. I can't remember what his Instagram handle is, but look up pretty much any band from the last 5 years and you will have likely done their art.
Nice.
But that piece was pretty cool, actually, because over quarantine, he was doing like digital painting originally, but he switched back to doing like traditional like oil on canvas painting.
Had a little bit more time,
So this is one of like the first round of, you know, going back to the traditional style that he has done for some of his album art.
Oh, that's awesome.
Contributions from this year. It turned out freaking phenomenal. That dude is a genius. So,
do you think you'll get the original?
No, we actually asked him what he's wanting to do with those, and he's planning on keeping them and hopefully doing some sort of a gallery with some of his work when everything's open again.
What's the best way to support you guys? I mean, no bands can tour right now. You can't go out there and slang t-shirts, but we can support you. What's the best way to support you guys?
Just on our Bandcamp page, you know, we have shirts coming in, so you can pre-order that as well as...
Awesome.
Physical DVDs, copies of the EP. And also you can buy the digital copy of the EP. So that's the best way to support us right now.
Right on. So we're going to go into a final song here. This is another one off the new Blighted Eye EP, Wretched. But before we do you have any final words here for the Northwest Loud and Local listeners?
If you guys have checked us out already, thank you so much for the support. We really appreciate it. If you haven't and you like things that go grr and play shreddy solos, check us out. You might dig us.
Grr.
You know, I know things are kind of crappy right now. We're not able to see each other and go to shows, but, you know, stay in there, hang in there, guys. We're going to get through this together.
Yeah, I'd echo what you just said. You know, if you're checking us out, just, you know, it's appreciated. So thank you.
Absolutely. And Kyle, I feel like you're totally right on the money there. But since we last talked, there is an end in sight with the, you know, advancement of vaccines and science and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just it there is an end in sight. So I feel like things have improved a little bit since we last talked. So
the beginning versus the end. Yeah,
yeah, we're getting there. We'll be there soon enough. I don't know. Well, not soon enough, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Here's Relent. This is Blighted Eye. Check out their new EP, Wretched. Support them on Bandcamp, blightedeye.bandcamp.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.